It's in the Queensland camp. Trent Langscale from tab.com.au and Dean Bulldog Ritchie with all the latest from Coffs Harbour.
The government has pledged an extra $60 million to combat child obesity if re-elected. The funding injection takes the total investment in the government's Sporting Schools program to $160 million. Almost two-thirds of Australians are overweight, including one in four children, and Health Minister Susan Lee says just one-third of kids under 13 are getting the 1 hour of physical activity recommended each day. Meanwhile, the Greens will launch their Queensland federal election campaign in Brisbane today. Leader Richard Di Natale will be joined by Queensland Senator Larissa Waters and candidate Andrew Bartlett at the event. Police in Victoria have set up a task force to uncover cowardly protesters who covered their faces and went to a Melbourne rally looking to start a fight. Seven people were arrested as more than 500 rallied against both Islam and racism in north suburban Coburg yesterday. Police Commander Sharon Calder told the ABC many who hid their faces are to blame for the violent clashes.
What we're setting up is a task force to investigate this fully. So what happened today is not on, and we will be looking at the footage, finding out what else we can do to track these people down and bring them to justice.
A 31-year-old woman is dead after she was thrown from her horse south of Perth yesterday. Emergency services were called to a property at Hopeland, southeast of Rockingham, after equestrian rider and trainer Hannah Dixon came off her horse. She was taken to Rockingham Hospital but died upon arrival. A search is underway for a 43-year-old man who disappeared from a campsite in New South Wales's Hunter Valley. The man went missing early yesterday morning when he left the Timor Cave camping ground and didn't return. Police say the group he was with searched the area but found no sign of the man. Fire services were called out late yesterday afternoon after a three-year-old girl managed to get stuck up a tree at Smithfield in Adelaide's north. Mandy Janey has more.
Metropolitan Fire Service responded to a three-year-old girl whose sense of adventure saw her stuck in a tree 7 to 8 metres above the ground in Smithfield. 14 firefighters attended the incident. Firefighters removed a tree directly underneath her to set up a canvas sheet just in case she were to fall. The aerial appliance quickly rescued the young girl and was happily reunited with her mum.
35 people, including 30 children, have been injured after lightning struck during a football match in Western Germany. Three adults, the referee among them, suffered serious injuries. Meanwhile, in Paris, 11 people, including 8 children, were hurt when they were struck by lightning when a sudden spring storm overtook a child's birthday party. Also in news, the World Health Organization says there's no public health justification for moving or postponing the Olympics due to the spread of the Zika virus. Responding to a call from more than 100 leading scientists who said it would be unethical for the Games to go ahead, the United Nations Health Agency says having the Games in Rio as planned would not significantly alter the spread of Zika, which is linked to serious birth defects. The scientific community is divided over the threat of Zika due to the Rio Games, with many experts saying the call for postponement or relocation is unjustified. This is AIR News. Fremantle's winless start to the AFL season has continued in round 10 at Etihad Stadium, where St Kilda rallied late to triumph by 34 points. The Saints kicked the final 9 goals to prevail 15-11-101 to 10-7-67. The result inflicted more misery on last year's minor premiers, who had threatened to open their 2016 account after a withering quarter-time spray from coach Ross Lyon. The visitors piled on 6 consecutive goals to take control of the contest, only for the Saints to respond in style. Olympian Emily Little has won gold at the Women's Artistic Apparatus Finals at the Australian Gymnastics Championships in Melbourne. Western Australia's Little put together 2 strong vaults to win with a final score of 15.012 and qualify for the Rio Olympics. Meanwhile, the Australian men's volleyball team have made the worst possible start to their qualifying campaign with a 3-0 loss to Iran. And two-time Olympian Melissa Wu has dominated all 3 rounds of the 10-metre platform diving at the Rio qualification tournament in Melbourne. The Vixens have moved closer to a Trans-Tasman netball finals berth with a 57-51 victory over the winless Adelaide Thunderbirds in Melbourne. The 6-goal win leaves the Melbourne side third on the ladder and with a game in hand over fourth-placed West Coast Fever. Finally, Anna Ivanovic's hopes of adding to her 2008 French Open success have ended tamely after she was beaten by Ukrainian 18th seed Elena Svitolina 6-4, 6-4 in the third round. Australian Independent Radio News.
Where it's moving and where it's not. Sydney traffic on the Big Sports Breakfast.
Good morning. It's very heavy coming into the international terminal at the airport this morning. Mars Street and Airport Drive all just creeping along inbound. In the city, we've got a crew working on traffic lights. College Street near Stanley Street. Surrey Hills traffic lights on the flash. Crown Street at Devonshire Street. And in Warwick Farm, they're repairing them on the Hume Highway at Mannix Parade. More traffic lights flashing in North Richmond due to repairs. Bell's Line of Road at Grosvale Road. And in North Ryde, two southbound lanes are closed on Lane Cove Road at Cox's Road. That's due to an earlier fire. In Mount Coringai, one northbound lane is closed on the Pacific Highway between Glenview Road and Beaumont Road for a hazard reduction burn. Ahead of the local government election in September, owners, occupiers and lessees of property in City of Sydney must register. See cityofsydney.nsw.gov.au. I'm Tim Govers on Sky Sports Radio.
Tab Market Movers increase your chance of backing a winner.
From midday on Sky Sports Radio, the National Racing Service has all the action, interviews and the all-important Tab Market Movers.
31-17, Mr. Somerville might make him a Tab Market Mover. Mr. Somerville, 31-17.
Mr. Somerville on the outside. He goes up, he grabs the lead and he wins by a length and a half.
Make Tab Market Movers an everyday part of your punting, day and night, here on Sky Sports Radio.
Whether you're building or renovating, before you decide on your choice of windows or doors, take a closer look
at Wideline's brand new website, where you'll find our UBeaut online quoting app.
Just upload your plans or tell us what you require and receive your free quote within 48 hours.
Even if it's only a few windows you need, we're here to help, no problems.
Wideline's quoting app is open 24 hours. You can even save your new quotes or edit old ones.
Time to take a closer look at WidelineWindowsAndDoors.com.au. Send Sky Sports Radio a message by email. Any person, any program, any matter. One email address will find us all. Go to SkySportsRadio.com.au. Click feedback and follow the prompt. It's that easy.
Whether you're on the high seas or calling overseas, trying to seize the day while eating chicken Caesar salad or watching Hail Caesar, now is the best time to seize a fantastic deal this end of financial year at Hyundai's Seize the Deal Sale. You'll find the Accent City Car, voted Australia's best light car, from just $14,990 drive away. Our Seize the Deal Sale won't last, so seize our best prices today, only at your local Hyundai dealer.
Sky Sports Radio, Sydney weather.
Sydney weather, sunny day today, winds westerly 15 to 25 k's, tending southwesterly in the morning, 0% chance of rainfall, that's the good news, still pretty cool but warming up, eventually reaching a lovely 19 degrees in Sydney. Jimmy, what about at Narrabeen and Newcastle?
All right, let's have a look at Narrabeen. Narrabeen today is going to be a maximum temperature of 19 degrees as well, so no warmer on the coast. And for Newcastle, it's just up the road, it's 19 degrees.
Well, this has been good golf. Jason Day, a phenomenal talent and a major champion.
Switch your play now. Foley inside ball.
To the weekend's biggest and best serve of sport and racing. On Sky Sports Radio, it's time for the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend. Here's Ray Thomas and Jimmy Smith.
Benny Elias, Kevin Walters, Trent Lansgale, Dean Ritchie, Scotty Foster, all that coming up this hour. We'll try and take your calls as well. We're looking for the strangest names, the funniest names in sport. We'll keep going with that. We've got our event cinema quiz. Questions. We've got two and three in this hour. We've also got two tickets to the State of Origin to give away for Wednesday night. Great tickets. Get out there early. Do your public transport.
Festivities start. Public transport buses, trains, straight to ANZ.
I'm telling you, train's the way to go when it comes to ANZ Stadium. So you can do that with the double pass. If you're lucky enough to win it, we'll have a question after we speak to Kevvy Walters. So looking forward to chatting to Ben Elias. We're excited about the Origin. We've had a lot of people have their point about Zorba and saying that it's unfair. Jimmy, the Broncos may have been depleted on Friday night, but didn't they still field eight internationals? Regards, Greg from Yaguna. Yeah, they did, but they missing their six. Well, I nearly said their six best performed players, but Anthony Milford was still there. So actually, he was
pretty quiet. Actually,
his last 2 weeks have been quiet. But the point is, they didn't have their full squad.
Exactly.
And where's the other point that was made?
Why are you looking for that one? There was one from the Factor. Very good point. We can have a standalone weekend for a pointless Test match and City Country game, but not for Origin.
Spot on. And then he says this, boys, any competition that claims to be elite would not water down its own product. It's absurd that we don't have standalone weekends for Origin. Would the NFL hold an All-Stars game during its regular season, the Factor? No.
And that's the same with what Ron from Moree said. Would Man U or Man City, etc., those big EPL clubs, just let their players go off and play and not play? It doesn't work, Jimmy, does it?
It needs fixing.
The problem is you've got three games. It's distinct from a one-off test. So you've got to make it work for 3 weekends.
You can make it work for 3 weekends. You know there's two buys in there.
Mm.
So you only actually need to extend the season by 1 week because there's two buys. You don't need the two buys.
Yep.
And then the elite players aren't playing 48 and 72 hours after the games. Anyway, we can talk about that forever. Why don't we ask one of those former elite players that would have been asked to do that back up very shortly after State of Origin games. Former number 9 great for New South Wales, Benny Elias. He joins us on the line. G'day, Benny.
Good morning, boys. It's certainly State of Origin time and the weather is absolutely stunning and the excitement is starting to build up.
Before we get to that, Ben, just talk about post-Origin. What was it like backing up in a very short space of time for your club team? And do you think the demands on the players these days need to be looked after in that they get a standalone weekend?
Well, it's funny you asked me that question because when I played way, way, way back, we used to have the Panasonic Cup and also the AMCO Cup. State of Origin on Tuesday nights, and then we'd back up Wednesday night for a State of Origin game.
See.
Sorry, the State of Origin was on Tuesday night, and then on Wednesday night we'd go Panasonic Cup and we'd play on the weekend 3 days later. So we'd play three games in a matter of 7 days, sometimes within 5 days because Tuesday, Wednesday, and then Saturday.
Wow.
So, you know, and there was no interchange then. And, look, these boys get paid very good money, and I know it's very competitive and it's very professional these days. But, look, I've got no... These are young athletes. These are young men who can play almost every second day and back up. I mean, this is the love of their life, which is playing rugby league. And, look, the injuries or the recovery, everyone's in the same boat. And it's funny, one of your listeners saying in there that... would the NFL allow this to happen and have their players play in an independent competition away from their week-in, week-out sides? No way in the world.
Mm.
Yeah.
Benny, good morning. Thanks for joining us, Ben. Would you be in favour then of a standalone Origin weekend so that these...
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Give it the respect it deserves.
Mm.
This is without doubt the greatest spectacle sporting event in this country, bar none. All you've got to do is have a look at the ratings on TV, radio, the newspaper, the souvenir sales. This rugby league game is certainly warranted with every respect in the world. And, build it up like the big clash that it is, the big event that it is. The third game, they allow their players to play on the weekends. Be consistent, be strong, and show the leadership that this game thoroughly deserves.
What are your thoughts on the New South Wales side, Benny?
Very good side. Excellent side. I'm glad to see that Laurie's gone with the youth. He's gone very, very... very much with experience and youth. He's picked a side that's the form players. I feel very, very sorry for Bo Scott. I think Bo Scott has been probably one of the most consistent forwards in the game. It would have been easy to say, have a look at the Sharkies. I mean, they've won. They are the leading premiers. They are leading the premiership at the moment and thoroughly. So I would, the hooker half 5-8 combination from that side have been outstanding. And I find it very, you can only feel for people like Innes and who have missed out. But look, you can't knock the fact that Robbie's there. Also, he's proven before that he's a class player and certainly is a State of Origin man.
Benny, what about Queensland? Every year we have an injury in the Queensland camp in the week leading up to the game. We have to talk about the dad's army of the Queensland sides, forwards out of form like Nate Miles, etc. But every year, once they pull on that maroon jersey, they're different players, aren't they?
They are an amazing outfit, I've got to say. I hate saying this, but I've got to say that off the football field, I go to Queensland a fair bit and throughout the year, and mate, they just wait for State of Origin.
They live and breathe it, don't they, Ben? Yeah.
The people up there love it. They just wait for State of Origin. We are the big brother. We are the big state in New South Wales, and this is their biggest bragging right. They don't care about Greg Norman being the great golfer or Adam Scott being a Queensland. They worry about rugby league, State of Origin football being their flagship for their honours, for their bragging rights.
Mm.
And this is no different, I've got to say. They wait all year for State of Origin football. They put their sales on for sale for tickets for the game. They sell out in record time. It gets more and more intense, more and more demanding, and thoroughly, and they deserve what they've done.
Mm.
And, you know, they're going to brag. They brag about the decider last year being they smacked us by 40-plus last year in the decider. And it really is us to take it to them, to roll the sleeves up and say, mate, there's not going to be anything but 3-0 this year. We have to redeem our respect and redemption in saying that New South Wales is the backbone and the rugby league capital of the world.
You like the New South Wales side that's been picked. You appreciate the great players in the Queensland side. Now I'm going to ask you to find a winner on Wednesday night, Benny.
Oh, no question. We will win this game, and we should win it well. And, you know, if we have our foot on the throat, we should absolutely squash them on Wednesday night. Without a doubt, we have got a lot of redemption, as I said, with regards to the embarrassment of game 3. That's not enough motivation within the players themselves. I can't explain more desperation, more respect, redemption, the whole lot. We need to get that back, and we need to get that back on Wednesday night. And that motivation that comes out in these big games, there's no other motivation other than say, hey, we've got you. Mm. And we need to beat them and beat them well.
I guess, Benny, all New South Wales fans hope they can get this first win up, because that would then obviously give the Blues a massive advantage for the rest of the series. You need to win game one. How do we win game one? Where is this game going to be won?
Well, I think our strength's in the forwards. I think we play them up the middle. We go hard, tough up the middle. And, you know, we zone in on the experience. Well, you can see there's plenty of experience in that forward pack. I love Cord. I love the fact that they've got the halfback now. Well, Reynolds is a big job for him. You know, it's a big test. They'll be tested him for every moment of that game. And I just think the players around him will come good. And I reckon Maloney, I mean, our last winning game, Maloney was our 5-8 in our last series, and having him back in the side, I think, is a major plus.
Yeah. Do you go out to the games, Benny? You go out and watch them?
Absolutely. Mm. I won't be this time, but unfortunately this time I'm committed to Star City. Star City is one of the New South Wales Rugby League's partners, and fortunately for me, I'll be there with Michael Crocker. He'll be representing the Queensland fraternity, and I'll be looking after New South Wales. There'll be a packed crowd there at Star City. But look, I always go out there. There's nothing better than going out to that game, watching it there, and the atmosphere is just frightening. There's nothing better than ANZ Stadium capacity crowd.
Got to agree. Hey, Benny, can I put you on the spot? On your Origin career, what was your most unforgettable moment?
I have probably two. My debut in 1985, 1985. When I had my debut, and I had the great Steve Mortimer as my captain, I think I'll never forget. It wasn't on the field; it was off the field. I remember it was when he stopped the bus, and he stopped, and he got the whole side to the back of the bus, and just explained to the players 2 hours before kickoff up there at Lang Park that what this game actually meant to us, what it meant to us, to your family, to your friends, to everybody. You were representing everybody in New South Wales, and everybody would be watching that afternoon. That was one of the most amazing moments of my life, and that just was an absolute game changer, and realised to me how important that game was. So I thank the great Steve Mortimer for that moment. And finally, the one at Mal Meninga's farewell up in 1994, up at again Lang Park. It's just I tried to, where it was Mal's farewell. The series was 1-1, and they just thought they had this God-given right to get out there and just go through the motions and beat us because it was Mal's farewell. And that was the day where we turned again State of Origin on its head, upside down, inside out, and we absolutely gave those blokes a lesson up there. And that was my last game, and couldn't have been more fulfilling, that's for sure.
22 Origins for New South Wales in support there on Wednesday night, no doubt. Benny, we greatly appreciate your time this morning, mate. Have a good one.
All right, thank you. And I just urge all your listeners out there at the moment to get right behind this side. This is the one that we want. This is the title fight, game one, round one, call it whatever you want. This is the one we need to win. And everybody, get out there and support those great Blues.
You're getting us ready to play right now, Benny.
Yeah, the passion. You can hear the passion in the voice. Yeah.
Good on you, mate. Have a great day.
Yeah, good on you. Enjoy your program, guys. Good luck.
Thanks, you. Benny.
Benny Elias sort of there.
Passion there already.
Yeah, he is a passionate Blue. Yeah. No, but he had a 10-year career at Origin level. At Origin level. That's pretty significant.
Fantastic, yeah.
1353 53, the open line number. We'll take a break. We're going to have a chat with Trent Lanscar, but we're also going to take some of your calls as well on that number, and we'll also go inside the Maroons camp.
Texts and emails on the Big Sports Breakfast are brought to you by the Wideline Windows and Doors 24/7 online quoting app. Take a closer look at wideline.com.au. Send Sky Sports Radio a message by email. Any person, any program, any matter. One email address will find us all. Go to skysportsradio.com.au, click feedback and follow the prompt. It's that easy.
Whether you're cruising on autopilot up the autobahn, using autocorrect while you're reading the auto cue, signing your autograph beside the automatic teller machine, the best auto is free auto at Hyundai this end of financial year. Get a free auto upgrade with the i30, Australia's best small car, from just $19,990 drive away. Our season deal sale won't last, so seize this incredible auto deal today at your local Hyundai dealer.
Sundays just don't feel right without a dose of the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend on Sky Sports Radio.
Welcome back to the program. Time now for our second question of our Event Cinemas quiz. Remember the State of Origin tickets?
Separate again.
Separate. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, write your answer down for this one. Who does Benny Elias think is the unlucky player from New South Wales? Perhaps deserves selection. Who does Benny Elias think is the unlucky player from New South Wales and deserved selection?
And don't forget, we will be coming up with a question a bit later in the show for those two State of Origin tickets for Wednesday night.
Who's going to come up with that, Roman? Do you think between us?
Probably you.
No, between us, I reckon we can do something between us.
Think we can?
Yeah.
This man might be able to do something between us. It's Trent Langscale. He's got all the latest odds. Been good enough to join us. Trent, good morning.
Good morning to you, Ray. Good morning, Jimmy.
Trent, look, we'll go straight into... Jimmy's just having a bit of breakfast here.
No, it's been... I'd love to rob a bank.
Not that I have plans on robbing a bank, but I wouldn't rob one with you.
I wouldn't be doing that.
Oh, who robbed the bank? Oh, that bloke over there.
What he's trying to say, Trent, is take over here while he eats his spaghetti. So we'll go straight into round 12. Canberra versus Canterbury today, Trent.
Yeah, that's the 4 o'clock match at GIO Stadium. And Canberra are $1.55, Canterbury $2.45. The line there, well, Canberra -3.5, $1.75. And Canterbury +3.5, $2.10. For the margin at the end of normal time, you've got the Raiders 1-12, $3, and 13+, $3.10. The Bulldogs 1-12, $3.60, and 13+, at $5.75. Curtis Rona, he is the $7 favourite to score the first try. You've got Jordan Rapana at $8, and then Jared Croker, Edric Lee, and Josh Morris, who are all at $9. Tomorrow night at Hunter Stadium, Newcastle, $3.75, and Parramatta, $1.27. The line there, 10.5. But obviously, fellas, the big one is Wednesday night at ANZ Stadium. Origin 1, New South Wales, $1.85, Queensland, $2. But the series winner, it's flipped around. Queensland, $1.80 favourites. New South Wales, $2. Although there was one punter yesterday that has faith in the Blues, a bet of $30,000 at $2.10.
Nothing like a bit of leftovers the next day, is there?
He's finished his spaghetti now.
Round 10, Carlton, hashtag rebuilding. What about is it Cruiser that's come back into the side? They thought he was going to be out for a month or something. He's back after a week.
Mm. And Casbolt as well. So there's some sort of magic potion going on down there at Princes Park.
Are they both going to play though, Trent?
Oh, probably the late change, 90 minutes before the game, Ray. You know what happens in the Aussie rules, so there can be a couple of sneaky ones there. But it's going to be a tough task, even if they are on the field. They're $8 chances against Geelong, $1.08 the line there, 46.5. This is the 110 match at Etihad Stadium. In the margin, betting the Cats over 39.5, the favoured way, $1.60, and under 39.5 is $2.70. 3.20 at the MCG. This should be an intriguing match. Collingwood $2.75, the Western Bulldogs $1.45, the line 16.5. For the margin betting, the favoured way is the Bulldogs to win by under 39.5 at $2.15. And then the lopsided match of the round, 4.40 at Domain Stadium. West Coast $1.01, Gold Coast $17. The line is 70.5, and we've just adjusted the margin betting as a result. The Eagles to win by 60-99 points at $2.25, by 1-59 at $2.50. To win by 100 plus, $4.25, and just the Suns to win, $17.
What will Josh Kennedy kick? How many?
8-10.
8-10.
What about who's going to play the Cleveland Cavaliers? This is a big one this afternoon. Oh, actually, 11 o'clock, isn't it, Trent?
It is, Ray. Well, they're your team, the Cleveland Cavaliers. You're
in saw them, so Madison Square Garden.
You can say that you saw the champions in that particular season, just depending on
they're almost there, not quite there. Can Steph Curry get there, though?
Well, the Cavaliers are there. The Warriors aren't, and they need to win. They're down 3-2 in the series, and they've played twice in Oklahoma City in this series and looked terrible both times. So the Thunder, they're $1.63, and the Warriors, $2.30. Game 6 starting just after 11 o'clock. And for the actual winner itself, the Cleveland Cavaliers, they are there yesterday. They are the $2 favourites. Oklahoma City $3 and Golden State $4. So if Oklahoma City were to get through, Cleveland to have home court advantage, and they'd probably stay the favourites. But if Golden State were able to get through games 6 and then 7 on Tuesday morning our time, I dare say the Warriors would then be the favourites again, as they'd have the home court advantage. So we'll see what happens in the NBA playoffs. Just quickly, Sam Stosur, she's a $3.75 outsider against Simona Halep, $1.25 in their fourth round French Open match. It'll be the last one on centre court, so guessing around about 2 o'clock in the morning. And the Monaco Formula 1 Grand Prix, we'll get it back up this morning, but Daniel Ricciardo will be on pole tonight for probably the most famous Grand Prix on the calendar. So there is plenty on, and to check out all the markets on offer, you can head to tab.com.au.
We made a pact not to speak about the French Open. That was Ray's instigation, because Roger Federer is not playing his first Grand Slam title tournament.
1999?
65 straight tournaments he played. 65 straight majors. Absolutely incredible. Good on you, Trent. Great job, mate.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Thanks, Trent.
Trent Lansgale there from tab.com.au. If you want to check out all those prices, go to the website tab.com.au. Time now for this. Yeah.
On the Big Sports Breakfast weekend, with a sports update, here's Tanya Thomas.
St George Illawarra's perfect home ground record for the season remains intact, knocking over North Queensland in the NRL game last night 14-10. The Cowboys were, however, severely depleted with five players out due to origin duty. Today Canberra play Canterbury at 4, and tomorrow night Newcastle host Parramatta. Last year's minor premiers Fremantle are yet to register a win after 10 rounds of the AFL, going down last night to St Kilda 101-67. Adelaide defeated GWS 107-85 in front of nearly 47,000 at Adelaide Oval, possibly the largest crowd the Giants have played in front of. The Crows led for most of the match. The Giants kicked 5 of the last 6 goals to make the score a little more respectable. Richmond 105 beat Essendon 67. 3 games today, the Blue Boys, Carlton take on Geelong, Collingwood play the Western Bulldogs, West Coast play the Gold Coast. The Brumbies are back on top of the Australian Rugby Conference after a 66-5 bonus point win over the Sunwolves last night in Canberra, scoring 10 tries to 1. The Crusaders are back on the top of the overall table after defeating the Blues at Eden Park 26-21. Stormers 31 beat the Cheetahs 24, Lions 56, the Bulls 20. The Rebels play the Western Force later today. The Reds and the Sharks have a bye. French Tennis Open overnight. Third round winners include Venus and Serena Williams, Carla Suarez-Navarro, Navarro, Elena Svitolina, Madison Keys, Novak Djokovic and Thomas Berdych. Sam Stosur plays Simona Halep tonight. Daniel Ricciardo has won his maiden F1 pole position and the first for Red Bull in 3 years. The Aussie starting from number one on the grid for tonight's Monaco Grand Prix. Real Madrid are the champions of Europe this morning, defeating Atletico Madrid in the Champions League final in Milan on penalties. The match won all after regulation and extra time. Cristiano Ronaldo kicking the winning goal to give his team the 5-3 victory. It's being called the State of Origin on floorboards when the Sydney Swifts play the Queensland Firebirds today at Olympic Park in the ANZ Netball Championships at 12 o'clock. It's the highly anticipated grand final replay where 12 of the 14 starting players are internationals. It's expected the competition's record crowd of 12,099 will be broken. Last night, the Melbourne Vixens beat the Adelaide Thunderbirds 57-51. And as Trent just mentioned, game 6 this morning in the NBA Western Conference playoffs where Oklahoma lead Golden State 3-2. The match is in Oklahoma City. Cleveland already through to the finals. They beat Toronto 4-2 in the Eastern Conference Series. It's good, boys, that in a competition as big as the NBA, it'll be the fourth year in a row where there's been an Aussie in the playoff series. We've already got Matthew Dellavedova for Cleveland.
Yep.
Possibly Andrew Bogut if Golden State get through. Last year we had Andrew Bogut and Matthew Dellavedova as well. And the 2 years before that, Patty Mills and Aaron Baines, who played for San Antonio, they won one and lost one. So in a competition as big as that, and you only have five players on the court at once, it's a good, big, pretty good.
We punch above our weight.
And
Ben Simmons has been number one draft choice.
Yeah.
Drafted by the Philadelphia 76ers, which is coached by an Australian. So,
what are the chances, huh?
Yeah, making their mark. They reckon that might be a chance that he can go to the Olympics if Brett Brown is more understanding about that. Because usually an NBA side would, no, you're not going to the Olympics, you're our number one draft choice. But they say, maybe because he's an Aussie coach. I don't think Ben's all that keen about going to Philadelphia. He wanted to go to the Lakers, but in the lottery, the 76ers won.
Ken, what's the Queensland Firebirds winning streak at the moment?
21.
21 again.
They're going for 22. They're amazing. Calling it the State of Origin on floorboards. Not it. Actually State of Origin in regards to players aren't. That's not their origin, but it's Queensland versus New South Wales, and that's the one I'll be interested in.
The crowd's going to be massive.
Yeah, 12,099 is it's not the world record. The world record's 17,000. But the ANZ Championship record is 12,099, and pretty sure that'll be broken today.
That's what Tanya's actually saying, Jimmy. There's no chance the Blue Boys at 1 o'clock in our house, so it'll be the netball.
Yeah, fair enough.
That 21-game winning streak, there was a pacer on at Penrith on Thursday night called Our Waikiki Beach, who's now gone 19 straight, undefeated.
I heard that. I heard the call from Freddie Hastings.
Amazing.
Good one. Good one. Go the Swifts, is what I say to that.
Absolutely.
1353-53, the open line number. Before we go to a break, and then we'll come back and hopefully go inside the Maroons camp, I just wanted to do a shout-out to Nelly from Earlwood, who I saw on the streets of Redfern the other day. She had a bit of a go at me, Ray. But she'd been to the... She's a mad Rabbitoh supporter. Reckons I don't give enough credit to the Rabbitohs. But told her that I love the Rabbitohs, have deep affection for the Rabbitohs. She'd been to the shop. But she's from Earlwood. She said, I listen to you and Ray every Sunday morning.
Good morning, Nelly.
Nelly, I want to send you out a cheerio. So, good morning. Good
you
on
got
you.
A CD
appreciate
for Nelly?
No. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. We'll send a CD. I don't know how we're going to get that to you, Nelly.
Yeah. Have you got Nelly? No.
If you're listening,
you might bump into the shop again.
might bump into you as well, yeah. 1353-53, the open line number. A break and back with more.
The Cessnock Cup was first run back in 1978
when a young Robert Thompson steered Rosie Eyre to victory.
This Monday, catch Tab Talk, the Early Mail and the National Racing Service for a complete coverage of this year's Cessnock Cup race day. Where else but on Sky Sports Radio.
You just slammed home the glory play of the NBA Finals. How do you feel?
Unbelievable, mate, but what an assist.
Tab have just set up the ultimate NBA Finals play. Are you ready to take advantage?
Yeah.
Well, that's great, because right now we've got some great offers available on every single game in the NBA Finals. Lay up now on the NBA Finals series with Tab's great odds and offers.
Get on now at your local Tab, tab.com.au or on the Tab app. T's and C's apply. Gamble responsibly.
On Sky Sports Radio, your weekend is packed with sporting news from around the country and around the world. This is the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend.
incredible the amount of media commitments that come with coaching New South Wales or Queensland. Kevy Walters has been good enough to give up his time on this Sunday morning. We do appreciate it. G'day, Kev.
Good morning, guys. How are we going?
Yeah, really well. Appreciate this, mate. First of all, give us an update. Cooper Cronk, will he be playing on Wednesday night?
Yeah, well, that's a wait-and-see game for us, unfortunately. He did roll his ankle, as everyone's aware of.
Mm.
But we're just going to try and nurse him through the next couple of days and see how we go. So, you know, we're hopeful that he can recover quickly enough, but Tom, we've only got three more sleeps yet and we're on, so we'll just see how we go, mate.
Kevy, good morning. Thanks for joining us. How's the mood in the camp, Kev? Because just seeing you and the many media interviews you have done the last few days, you seem remarkably relaxed. Yeah. Are the boys pretty relaxed about it all?
Yeah, well, it's only early days. I mean, I woke up a little bit nervous today, to be honest.
Right.
Game's getting a lot closer, and we've got a training session this morning, which will be very important for our preparation. So, yeah, but, you know, that's the way these boys, you know, they've got enough experience amongst them all to understand what's required to get themselves ready. And, you know, with only three more sleeps, it is getting closer, but still, you know, you don't want to burn too much energy worrying about things that you can't sort of control too much. So, yeah, we'll just get on the coattails of these other boys and away we go.
Have you thought about, Kev, what the last thing you say to the guys in the sheds on Wednesday night might be?
No, I don't think it's going to be too dramatic. I'm not a big speech person, Jimmy, to be honest. I mean, you know, we like to keep things nice and simple. Certainly I do with all the messaging. We've got such a good group of talented players here and very experienced that, you know, I don't think too much is going to be said before the game. They know what's required of them. You know, we'll have a few little plans in place, but we're not going to go overboard with things. And, you know, our captain is going to break the record, which is a tremendous feat. Mm. He's got more experience than any other player in Origin history. So,
yeah.
You know, a lot of our stuff works around what they're going to do on the field, and they'll be smart enough to get it right.
And Kevy, the Queensland side was pretty predictable, but what did you make of the New South Wales team?
Yeah, I think it's a strong team. I'm not just saying that because I have to. But, you know, I think the Adam Reynolds coming into the side, I think that's a good selection from Laurie Daly. He's proven himself for the last couple of years at NRL level. He's won a premiership, and even just the way he handles himself on the field under pressure is going to be very handy for Origin. It's a step up for everyone, but I'm sure that, you know, Adam, more than anyone, is more capable. And, you know, I just think that, you know, both their halves, you know, are going to be a great asset for the Blues this year.
Mm. You've been in and around the Queensland side for so long, Kevy. Firstly, as a player, then from an assistant point of view, support staff point of view, is there a difference now for you that you're the head honcho and with that comes a fair bit of pressure as well?
Oh, yeah, there's pressure in all the staff from the Queensland team. We're here to support, you know, our rugby league team. And no doubt there's more as the head coach, and that'll only get worse now, I'd imagine, into game time. But we've got good people around. I certainly have got good people around me, you know, from the playing roster and also our coaching staff, so that makes me feel really comfortable. And, you know, if I do run into too many bumps or dry gullies, we've got lots of advice and lots of good guys around to pick us out of those dry gullies.
Hey, Kev, what's easier, playing or coaching at Origin level?
Oh, it's got to be the playing side of it, I reckon. No, I don't know. I'll get through game one and probably have a better answer then. I haven't experienced the full week yet, so I'd imagine game day is going to be, you know, certainly as a player, at least you can get out there and really make a difference, you know, on the field when it's all happening. So, you know, I'll experience that in the box, and it's a bit nerve-wracking, or plenty nerve-wracking. But again, with the playing roster that we have, you know, it just makes it that little bit easier when you've got guys like Smith and Cronk and Thurston, you know, Inglis, Scott, Miles, Parker, Thaido, Gillette, you know, all these guys running out for you. Darius Boyd at the back, you know, I think it's, we're in pretty safe hands.
Yeah.
If the nerves are getting a little frayed, I'd imagine your little mate Alfie will be able to help with that on the eve of the match as well.
Yeah, he's been great around the place. And, you know, everyone thinks that Alf's a comedian and this, but Alf is, at the end of the day, he's a winner. And it's great to have him involved again with us. He's got a great football brain, Alf.
Yeah.
Really good on judging a person's character. So we've been using that as well.
Mm. Kev, without giving your game plan away, where will this game be won or lost?
Oh, I think it's no secret through this level. It's through those forwards. I mean, New South Wales have shown their hand with the size of the pack that they've got. And normally game one's a pretty dour old affair as well. There's not a lot of ball movement, and particularly being in Sydney where it's a bit different. So we're expecting it to be won through there. and we feel we've got a good enough side to try and at least match these big New South Wales forwards. But saying it and doing it are two different things.
It's going to be huge. Gets bigger every year, and I think this one's going to be no exception. Kev, I know you're pressed for time and got training on this morning. You mentioned a very important one. We do appreciate your time. And
that's okay, boys.
Good luck, but not too much good luck, Kev.
I know you got your fingers crossed there.
Got everything. Good on you, Kev. Thanks so much.
Great Thank stuff. You. Good on you. Kevin Walters there, the Queensland coach. Great to have him on the program. We do appreciate it. He is very busy just going into that training session, which he described as a very important one. So for him to give up that time is we greatly appreciate. 1353 53 is the open line number. We'll find out from Dean Bulldog Richie what's been going on up there at Camp Coffs Harbour, Ray.
And very short, we have our question for the winner of the two tickets to State of Origin Game 1.
Why don't we do it now?
Okay, question is?
Why don't we do it now?
Yeah, I was going to go to a break first.
No, that's all right. Okay. We'll find out the answer. Who...
Live radio, Jim.
Yeah, who said goodbye to State of Origin in 1994 but lost the match? Who said goodbye to Origin in 1994 but lost the match? Call now if you want your two tickets to ANZ Stadium. Remember, get out there at 4 o'clock. That's when the gates are open. Go by public transport and really enjoy your night.
Simon Harrison here.
Radio and racing are in my blood.
That's why I get so much pleasure in bringing you Australia's most comprehensive racing coverage here on Sky Sports Radio. We always strive to provide our listeners with the very best, including interviews with the trainers and jockeys and our very successful market movers.
Simon Harrison, part of our team of winners, bringing you the best in racing every day during the National Racing Service here on Sky Sports Radio.
At USG Boral, we're the building materials manufacturer that offers more. And our legacy of supporting a job well done spans more than a century. It's why we created the first plasterboard. And it's why we developed the lightest 10mm and 13mm plasterboard produced in Australia while upping its sag resistance. Was it easy? No. But neither is carrying heavy boards up three flights of stairs. See how we're supporting builders with products like our lightweight sheetrock plasterboard at usgboral.com.
With all the goss on your sport and your team, you're listening to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend on Sky Sports Radio.
Welcome back to the program. It doesn't matter who we pick. When Cameron Smith gets into the tackles and controls the speed of the ruck, it'll be the same result. Jack from Old Bar. Come on, Jack.
Strong. We've been there and done that so many times.
Mm. Jimmy and Ray, in the early 90s when the Australian cricket team wore change by dropping Steve for Mark, they thought of it as it's war you want, then it's war you get. When Steve got back into the team, it was total war. And now Mark married Kim Moore, you get more war, no matter what. That's Tony and Nara. I understand why you didn't want to read that one out, Ray.
Here's one, though. Hey, Ray, can you give us a shout-out to all the mighty Western Suburbs Magpies supporters? That the Magpies are having a massive Back to Lidcombe Day on June 25 with former players and, of course, the great Roy Masters going to be in attendance.
Coach of Team of the Century, you know, Roy Masters.
He was, yeah.
For the Magpies Team of the Century.
And Neil from Greystands also says, Jimmy, please let the West supporters that they are playing today at Crestwood Oval, Borkham Hills, at 1 p.m. and 3 p.m. The mighty Western Suburbs Magpies.
Good on you, Neil. Done. Yeah, that'd be a great day out at Lidcombe. Unfortunately, I can't make it. Got a work commitment. But back to Lidcombe. Mm. Fantastic. This guy's back from Coffs Harbour.
He is.
Good to have him back in Sydney town. He'll give us all the latest from what's been happening in the New South Wales camp. Dean Bulldog Richie. G'day, Dino.
Good morning, Jimmy. Good morning, Ray. Good
morning, Dino. Dino, can you tell us, we just had Kevvy Walters on and he was talking about the team's pretty relaxed, the Queenslanders. They've been there, they've done that, they know what's required to win this game and this series. What is the feeling like in Camp Blue, as you call it, amongst the New South Wales team, particularly the first-timers?
Yeah, they look pretty good actually, right? They look nice and relaxed. There were plenty of smiles up there and the camaraderie was quite evident among the whole playing squad. Look, they got about their work, they did it very thoroughly. Very professionally. There's training fields up there in Coffs where the media was allowed in for the first 15 minutes of warm-up to conduct a couple of interviews, and then we were politely asked to leave. So they got about their work privately, secretly, and look, Laurie's had a long time to plan this. It's been a very meticulous schedule. They arrive back today. They have a day off tomorrow. Then they've got the captain's run at ANZ Stadium on Tuesday just to put the finishing touches on. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, game day on Wednesday.
Running your eye over them, Dino. Who's the guy you're looking at thinking, OK, he's in line for a big game?
Andrew Fifita.
OK.
I just think he is ready to go. We know how destructive he can be. He looks very focused. He's had a chance before and it didn't quite work out. I think he knows that chances don't come around every year in Origin. We've got a big bench, guys. We've got Tarmow, Clemmer and Fifita. I just heard Kevin Walters say it's pretty evident and obvious where New South Wales will play. So it'll be a real bash-up derby again on Wednesday night. Kevin Walters is right. It will be dour. It will be tough. But I think the Blues, if ANZ Stadium playing surface is a little bit greasy as it often is, I think it'll be a low-scoring game. But I think the Blues can emerge winners through their big pack.
Dino, I'm really interested in your thoughts on Matt Maughan. I know I'm a Penrith fan, but I think he brings a certain X factor to this team. I know it's his debut, but he's a young man with an old footy brain on his shoulders, isn't he?
Yeah, he certainly is, Ray. He looked really good up in Coffs, Matty. He looked sharp and he looked happy and he was like a kid in a lolly shop. I think he was still, you know, pinching himself to actually believe who he was playing alongside and where he was. Certainly, as you say, he'll give us a bit of X factor. The Blues know they need some points to win this year. I think Matty Morland is a good selection. I like Josh Mansour and Blake Ferguson on the wings. I think the back line looks fairly sharp. Maloney settled in very well in the halves. Adam Reynolds looked nice and calm up there. His kicking game will be crucial. So, look, it's all going to have to come together for the Blues. I think we all know that New South Wales will start underdogs yet again, but based on what I've seen during the week, and you can become a bit clouded, guys. I get that when you're in camp with the side, but all looks pretty good from New South Wales' point of view at this point.
I was going to ask you about that, Dino. Objectively, is it hard for you to look at the New South Wales side now? You sit down, you have breakfast with them. I know you're great mates with Laurie Daly, and you can, you know, you can always find the positive when you have that sort of relationship. Is it hard to be objective at times?
Not so much objective to me. I guess you just, when you're in camp, when you get to know the players and they sit down and, you know, you have coffees and you do get a little bit, as I said, your judgment gets a little bit clouded because I'm sure the same journalists, if they spent a week in the Queensland camp, would say exactly the same thing. So you've got to back off a little bit. You know, they're not your friends. You're there as a journalist and they're there as a football side. But look, you know, you do come a bit friendly with them. It's just human nature, I guess, when you're in their pockets for the last 7 or 8 days. But I hear ANZ Stadium have now added another 1,000 seat, guys.
Yeah.
So they're hopeful they've got over 80,000 to 82,000. It's going to be another cracking atmosphere out there. And look, I guess the side that handles it well, and we've got 4 debutants, you know, that'll be the side that wins it. And let's just hope that, you know, for New South Wales' sake, that our debutants handle the situation.
Hope you're right. Dino, what role will Dylan Walker play?
It's a good question, Ray. Everyone's been asking that for the whole week. My understanding is he'll probably come on either 5-10 minutes before half time and maybe the same at the end. He's got some good footwork, Dylan Walker. He's got some speed. He could well come on and play a bit of dummy half.
That's what I've heard, Jimmy.
I think that's where they'll use him, provided there are no injuries, quite obviously. But look, he can play in halves. He can play centre. He can play wing. He can play fullback. So there's plenty of options there for Laurie Daly, hence why he was selected. Look, the selection of Walker certainly caused some controversy, but when you sit back, digest it, and think of the player he is, he's played in the grand final, he's played for Australia, he's got lovely footwork, as I said, and I think he could really do a little bit of damage either side of, you know, as I said, either side of either half-time or full-time sirens.
I really love the selection of Matt Moylan. I think he's the ball-playing fullback that New South Wales haven't had for a long, long time. And I even include Jared Hayne in that. I know he ball-played really well for Parramatta, but he was a ball runner at Origin level. And I think the selection of the Mansour and Ferguson are because of Moylan, because I don't expect him to be bringing back kick receptions. You know, I think he can hand that off to those big, strong wingers and they can do the job. I know we're talking all about Origin, Dino, and you've been ensconced up in camp up there, but Zorba raised a point, and it happens every year. I'm an advocate for standalone weekends. Do you think we look at what has happened over the last 2 days at NRL level and think standalone is a mere formality?
Jimmy, I can't believe any other competition in the world would continue playing when you suck 34 of the best players out of it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's absurd when you look at it that way. Look, I know it's difficult, scheduling's difficult, there's a million reasons to keep playing the NRL during State of Origin, but you know, the fans don't want to pay good money to see substandard teams.
No.
and that the viewers don't want to watch games that have got substandard teams. So, look, everyone sort of loses around Origin. This Origin beast has become so big, Jimmy, it's hard to control. It's like a runaway truck.
Yeah.
We just can't seem to handle it.
Yeah.
And when it comes to NRL at this time of year, let's be honest, yes, people care. We always care about our footy. But Origin just seems to obliterate everything that's in front of it.
Yeah, good point, Dino. On that theme then, Dino, Raiders, Bulldogs this afternoon. Any team changes there you're aware of?
Yeah, that's the 4 o'clock game down there in Canberra Stadium. Ray, no changes, as we understand, to the Raiders. Of course, Clemmer Jackson out of the Bulldogs side, Josh Morris back. And the Monday night game, that's Parramatta versus Newcastle. Parramatta still waiting on clearances for Bo Scott, Cork and Kieran Foran shoulder. And also two players are in doubt for the Newcastle Knights, Sam Mateora and Jeremy Smith. Decisions on those will be made this afternoon.
And of course, Papali out for the Raiders.
Absolutely.
Any word on Junior Paulo and when exactly he might turn up down to the nation's capital, Dino?
Yeah, I'm hearing possibly this week. It's all been sorted as far as I know, Jimmy. As I said, I have been up the coughs, but the whispers around the camp were it has been sorted. And he may be down there this week when the final clearance is ticked off or not. But look, he'll be a great mid-season pickup for the Raiders. They're already starting to really look like a good side in the future, the Raiders. Ricky Stewart's done a great job down there, and he'll give them a bit more size and a bit more power through the middle of a pack that's already a monster pack.
He's a star. He is a star, Junior Paulo, only 22 years of age. Good on you, Dino. We appreciate that, mate. Enjoy Wednesday night, and let's hope we get the right result.
Just quickly before I go, Jimmy, Blake Green might be on the move from Melbourne Storm. Just a little whisper around town that maybe they might have a crack at Luke Keary, the Storm. There was suggestions that he'd sign with St George Illawarra. I asked Paul McGregor, he said that isn't the case yet. So watch for the Storm maybe to have a crack at Luke Keary. And I also spoke to Jimmy Tarno up in camp 24 hours ago, still split on who he wants to join next year, whether he goes to Penrith. He's got two young kids. He's got another one on their way. He's a long way away from his family up there in Townsville, so whether that's going to be a factor in his decision. So he's put negotiations on hold until after Origin, so a bloke really torn as to whether he stays loyal or whether he comes to Sydney.
Good on you, Dino. Appreciate that.
Thanks, man.
Bulldog Richie there with all the latest out of the Blues camp and any other news around in the National Rugby League. 1353 53, the open line number. No more callers for our Origin winner. Geez, didn't that go berserk?
Wow.
Phones lit up there. And Mark from Alfords Point.
Good on you, Mark.
You are going with a mate, wife, partner, whoever. Son, daughter. Whichever way you want to do it, Mark, that's yours. Get out there early, 4 o'clock, the gate's open.
And the answer to the question was?
Mal Meninga.
That's it, 1994.
The great Mal Meninga, who we've had on our program of our Legend of the Game,
we
too.
Did.
So, the great man, 1353-53, the open line number. Derek Kickett, this comes in from Bookers via Twitter. Derek Kickett, perfect for an AFL player.
It was, yeah, and that's a good player, too. He played for Essendon. And only played for the Swans. Yeah,
he played for the Swans, yeah, definitely. Trev is on the line. G'day, Trev.
Morning, fellas, how you doing?
Yeah,
morning,
really Trev. Well, mate.
That's the story. In the British Touring Car Championship for the Rewards Racing Team, there's a fella by the name of Jack, and his second name is G-O-F-F.
Okay. Mate. No, Trev, you leave Trev there. Trev's done very well to explain that without breaking any sort of rules, without us having to dump you.
CD coming. A CD coming Trev's way. Hang on the line there, Trev. That's the beauty.
Good.
He did that very well.
No, he did very it very
classily.
Well. Very well, yeah. If you can do that with class, he did it. He did it. Good on you. Time now to speak to Scotty Foster from Steve Foster and Sons. And
He's full of class, doesn't he?
Speaking always of class, yeah. You know what they say, Ray?
Top class.
Form is temporary.
Class
is permanent.
Yes.
And that's what you get with Scotty Foster. G'day, Scotty.
Good morning, boys, and a lot of people would probably take the CO off that.
I was going to say, that's the nicest introduction I think we've ever done for you.
I know, it is. Yeah. It's done.
He's getting soft in his old age, isn't he, Scotty?
He certainly is.
All right. Now, you've sharpened your pencil on these prices, the Toyota Corolla Conquest Sedan.
I certainly have, mate. This is a great little car. It's a 2012 Conquest Sedan, automatic with alloy wheels and a power sunroof. So it looks very sleek and sporty. It has a 1.8-litre four-cylinder engine and a four-speed automatic transmission, which has made it the most trusted car in its class due to its reliability and economy. It comes with the safety of 7 airbags, traction control, dynamic stability control, and ABS brakes with brake assist. It's a one owner. It's only got 69,000 kilometres. It has logbooks and full service history, and the car looks and drives as if it was new. This is sensational value. It's just $14,990 drive away. So go to the website www.fosterskualitycars.com.au, as this one is cheap, listeners, so don't miss out on that.
And Scott, not only do you give cars away, you also help people out with their finance. I think this is really important as well.
Yep, boys, we're selling a lot of cars to people that couldn't previously get finance. So if you've had credit issues in the past, if you're on a pension, if you've got paid or unpaid defaults, or you're starting a new business and need a work vehicle, even Uber drivers, like we can get anyone finance at the moment. So go to the website, www.fosterskualitycars.com.au. Click on the finance link because we can help you get into a vehicle now.
Mm. You're selling cars all over the place these days, aren't you? Courtesy of this program.
Well, out in the country, the younger brother, he was out to Dubbo again the other day. So might have even found himself a girlfriend out there. He's been going.
He wants more people from Dubbo to buy cars, does he?
Yeah, he wants as many
wants
people
more trips out there.
That's his job at the moment.
Fantastic. Now, what's happening with Wenny in the Intrust Super Premiership, mate?
Boys, a little bit of, not drama during the week, but we had the coach, he had to step aside for personal reasons. So the Parramatta and Wenty Jr., Nathan Kawas, is now taking charge. So hopefully he can get the boys firing and back into the winner's circle. But they have... they got a bye this week and then they're off to Auckland next week, so it'll be a big first game for Nath, so good luck to him.
I saw him the other day. He's lost 10 kilos.
Yeah, he's lighter and he reckons fitter than when he was playing.
He's incredible how lean he is. He's about 90 kilos, he said.
Yep. I think he said to us he hadn't been like that since he was about 7-8 years old.
Yeah, right. Yeah, good stuff. All right, Scotty, as always, good to chat, mate. Full of class.
Absolutely.
This morning, definitely leaving the CL in there. Fosterskualitycars.com.au is where you can check out all these deals and much, much more. Good on you, mate. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too, boys. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Scotty.
There he is, Scotty Foster from Steve Foster & Sons Quality Cars. Time now for our third question in the event cinema quiz. Who did Kevin Walters nominate as someone having a very good football brain within the Queensland camp? Underestimated. Very good football brain. Call us now. There's your third question for the Event Cinema quiz. Remember, it's all courtesy of Event Cinemas at Parramatta. And if you do win today, you get the double pass. It's the VMAX. The VMAX double pass. So check that one out as well. Give us a call, 1353 53. Here's another one coming in from Paul. This is via Twitter. If you want to send us a tweet, Big Sports WEND. Would the NFL allow a situation where one team has a monopoly on a city like Brisbane while 9 fight for Sydney? That's not a bad point either, Paul. Muff says via Twitter, I'm going to put my winnings on Ray Thomas, best bet of the day. Good luck, champ. Hope we are collecting at 155.
Go, you good thing.
Go through that one again.
Yeah, that was at Maruya, and it was trained by Gary Nixon, a horse called Captain Jazz. Race 3, number 1.
Race 3, number 1.
We've got Harold on the line here too. Jimmy, Harold, good morning.
Yes, good morning, mate.
Hey, how are you, Harold? What do you got for us, mate?
Good, listen to the show all the time.
What's that, Harold?
Okay, I listen to the show all the time.
Oh, good on you, mate.
Thanks
good
for
on
that.
You.
Yeah, I'm first time caller.
No worries, Harold. What do you got for us, mate? You got something on the talk topic?
Yeah. On the name.
Yeah.
Tennis, the French Open. There's a bloke who played tennis and he can't remember. His name is Guy Forget.
Guy Forget,
His name is still Guy Forget.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah,
I remember Guy Forget. Yeah, no, that's a good one, Harold. Yeah. He was a French player too, I think, wasn't he?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Good one,
Harold. Good
like
first
one,
time
Harold,
caller.
Didn't?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Good on you, mate. Good on you.
Thank you.
Good first time caller.
I think Harold liked that more than anyone, to be honest, didn't he?
Guy Forget, remember Guy Forget?
Didn't he just play? Didn't he beat Kyrgios?
He probably did. No.
How old's Guy Forget? He's not that old.
I think he's too old. One from John from Moorbank. The name of the racehorse, Richard Cranium.
Oh, good one.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Johnny from Moorbank. We did his weather this morning too, by the way. No more callers for the quiz, for the event center quiz. No more callers. Yeah, Stan from Fairfield. Good on you, Stan. Double pass to the VMAX cinemas. This is the good stuff, the VMAX cinemas. So that's coming your way too. Guy Forget's 51.
He's not done.
Mate, how old do you reckon Ivo Karlovic is?
Yeah, I saw him the other night. Yeah,
how old do you reckon he is?
About 40?
37.
37.
He's 6 feet 11.
When you're that tall, when you can serve that fast, you'd probably keep playing for a while.
He's 6 feet 11. Mm. I couldn't believe he was 37 and still playing. He's the second tallest player ever to be on the ATP.
The tallest player is?
I knew you were going to ask me that. We didn't know. But that's what it said in his Wikipedia page. Okay. And we thought, well, tell us who the tallest one is. And they didn't. And I even looked it up. Anyway. So there you go. So, no more callers on that. We've got our winners. We had a bit of fun this morning too, right? That's a really good talk topic.
And you were bagging...
I'm glad I thoroughly endorsed it when you came in this morning with it.
Here's a quick one.
And during the week.
You didn't like it. Quick one from the devil, Jimmy. Hey, boys, what's the odds of Gallen starting at lock, Bird at second row, Jackson on the bench? Gives our bench a better balance. I presume only Tamar goes into the front row.
I reckon they start the way they are.
Okay.
I reckon. We've got to have a bet of the day. You've got a bet of the day, have you, Raymond?
Yeah, that horse at Maroo. You want a football one?
No, you can do
that. The horse at Maroo, bet of the day is race 3, number 1, Captain Jazz.
I'm going